going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, Jay White sent me an article that was also covered by Taylor the Fiend. And when I read through this article, gentlemen, I stood up and applauded. Why? Because never underestimate a man's ability to adapt to his environment, no matter how hostile it becomes. Now, this article was published on the 16th of October. New study identifies an increasing disinterest in fatherhood among childless men in the United States. Oh, this is wonderful. It's devastating, yet wonderful. For most people throughout time, the idea of an ideal future included starting a family. Currently, over one-third of American men have no children, prompting the question of why. Let's stop right there. This question of why is not being asked in good faith. There's absolutely no reason why they're not asking the men themselves in a truthful manner. It's not a Scooby-Doo mystery. It's not the secret nuclear codes to the football. No, the answer is extraordinarily simple. A study published in the Journal of Marriage and Family suggests that this is partially due to an increasing disinterest in fatherhood. Fertility rate ebb and flow due to many factors, including socioeconomic stability and cultural norms. In recent years, economic uncertainty and a decreasing focus on a traditional family unit seems to have led to the decrease in birth rates, which is of concern to many people due to the fact that America's birth rate is now below replacement level. Now, who can we point that in the direction of? Nope, scratch that. Who can we lay this at the feet of? That's right, feminism. See, feminism, their ultimate agenda was to destroy the family unit. Hey, you've won. However, you're going to lose the war. See, this right here was something that was not expected. Once again, men adapt to their environment. Most research on family planning and fertility focus on women, but the new research sought to understand the perspective of childless men. Once again, it is not in good faith that they're trying to say, you know what? We need to start asking men why they don't want to have children. Like I said, it is not some secret meeting of men to say, you know what? Yeah, we're not going to have children anymore. More men came to that conclusion of their own free will by observing the environment. For his study, Robert Bozick utilized data from three sources: the National Survey of Family Growth, the Monitoring of the Future Study, and the panel study of income dynamics, transition to adulthood supplement. All data was focused on the years 2000 to 2020. Very interesting time frame. Why? Because that pesky little monkey wrench was thrown in. And what was that pesky little monkey wrench? The red pill. Yes. If not for the red pill, more men would have continued to be slaves on the plantation and producing more slaves for the plantation. Oh yeah, the red pill changed a lot of things. Results showed that over the past two decades, the interest in having children among childless men has decreased. In fact, the number of men reporting that they do not want children at all doubled during this time frame. Once again, men saw the change in the environment. Men finally had their eyes opened. The information was put out, and these men decided to make a decision. And what decision was that? They took their balls, they took their seed, and they voted with their damn feet. Similarly, men reported they wouldn't be bothered if they never had kids doubled. Among high school seniors, the percentage of men who were confident they did not want children remained steady, while the percentage of men reporting that they were very likely to want kids decreased. Additionally, the number of men reporting it is very important to them that their job has good parental leave decreased between 2005 and 2015. Quote unquote, the descriptive trends documented in this brief report clearly show that childless men are increasingly shying away from fatherhood. But the question remains, why? Bozick wrote in his study. Should the trends observed here continue, attempts at boosting fertility rates will need to consider what factors are driving this increased disinterest among childless men, Bozick report. Quote unquote, a logical step is for family researchers to identify these factors, be they structural, evolutionary, cultural, or biological. Now, let's go ahead and answer this question of why in a very truthful manner. The answer is so simple, I can't believe that they had to go through all of this gobbledygook and BS. Family court. There you go. We know the environment has made having children, especially in this day and age, damn near impossible. Why? Because at minimum, 50% of men are going to end up in baby jail for 18 to 21. See, they never talk about the legal aspects of having children. How the child is going to be weaponized. Yeah. No mention of that in this article, nowhere. But once again, an article like this has shown that men have taken their ultimate power and utilized it, which is what? The power to walk away. Period. Point blank. Oh, America is suffering because people aren't having children. We're below replacement levels. Yeah. Yeah. Gee, you think? Men smartened up. Men have said, nope, I'm not going to have a little bundle of misery that's going to be used as a living hostage against me. Nope. Hey, it is what it is. Oh, it's wonderful. It's truly wonderful. I mean, hell, you had Chuck Schumer get up there on that podium and say, yes, we need more workers. America is not having children. So, yes, we need to welcome the immigrants. Ah, yes. The depopulation / replacement agenda was literally put out for everybody to see. However, we knew what he said completely flew over the heads of the normies and conformies. But guys like us, we're just going to say, you know what? Let it all come crashing down. Let it burn. Let society suffer. This is what it wants. Let them have it. But gentlemen, what do you think? Read the full article. Let me know your opinions in the comments section. And American women, believe it or not, the power for a lot of you has gone out. You just haven't seen it yet. Feminism will damn sure go out right along with it. Why? Because the immigrants that they're going to be replacing you with, they're not going to believe in feminism. Why? Because they're going to come from traditional family units. End of. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.